Here we go. Mark and Andy on The Riff.
So have you guys ever seen Anthony Bourdain's Parts Unknown, his show that he
yeah.
has? He's always going to, like, somewhere in the Pacific Rim. Eating,
yeah, he'll like, go, like, to Bangladesh.
Yeah,
things.
So I just saw where his latest one is in West Virginia.
Oh, weird.
Yeah.
Interesting.
In fact, like, West Virginia now ranks up with, like, you know,
the most exotic places in the world.
Third world countries than in West Virginia.
Sounds like he's running out of destinations for destinations unknown.
That or he had a wedding there.
Because I think people know about West Virginia.
I think he had a wedding there is probably what it was.
Probably, yeah. He's like, we'll do the show there because of the wedding I got to go to.
I'm going
to
write this off.
What is the cuisine of West Virginia?
Oh, it's
Mountain Dew.
Raccoon stew.
Mountain Dew. Mountain Dew and raccoon stew.
That's what I would guess. I don't know.
Like, I've never actually watched an entire episode, but I want to watch this one just to see why he went to West Virginia.
West Virginia cuisine.
Oh, yeah. Possum stew, probably.
I know that they do have a weird thing there where it's a pizza that they make it and bake it, and then after they put no cheese on it, and then after they take it out of the oven, they put cold cheese on it.
Cold cheese pizza?
And then it melts. The cheese melts sort of on the heat of the pizza.
Huh.
And they eat it this way.
How do you know such things?
Because I've been there for it.
I'm not mad about it. I would eat it.
No, I think I would give it a whirl. It's pizza. I'd try just about any pizza.
It's weird.
I mean, it's still just cheese.
The cheese
and
is
cheese and
very
bread.
Plasticky, and it's not like, I don't know.
It's West Virginia. It's probably not real cheese.
That's
it's
true.
Synthetic.
Probably made
West
Mountain Dew.
Yeah. It's cold cheese.
Yeah, if you got the Mountain Dew account in West Virginia, like if you're the guy who delivers Mountain Dew, you probably got to
make him bank.
Yeah, you're making bank down there.
Bank. One time I was driving back from.
I don't like this. I don't like this pizza.
Yeah,
I'm still looking at more of these pizza. I remember eating it now, and I don't like it.
Scarred Andy for life.
I don't like that we went down this path.
I was driving through West Virginia. There's a little town called Fancy Gap, West Virginia.
Fancy Gap.
Yeah, and it's like up in the mountains. And It's in the gap of the mountains, right? Well, we had stopped there at this real janky gas station, and I had said to the guy that worked there, I was just like, Fancy Gap, huh? You guys real fancy here? And he was like, well, we're going to call us fancy. Might as well have an Olive Garden. And I was like, oh.
Oh, boy.
Oh, that's the fanciest you got is Olive Garden?
That's that Fancy Gap education.
I saw something similar there. I got lost. We were going, like, whitewater rafting or something. I got lost coming home. And I stopped at a gas station. It was one of those that had, like, the gas station then, like a fast food thing attached to it.
Sandwich shop.
Sandwich shop, exactly. And the guy didn't have shoes on.
Oh, man.
No shoes.
No shoes.
Like, apparently no shoes, no surf. That doesn't apply there.
No.
He was back there working with no shoes, making subs.
This is how I applied, and this is how I was hired.
My manager didn't have shoes. The manager before him did not wear shoes, and the manager before him did not wear shoes. I am not wearing shoes.
I don't want to open feet around my food.
Yeah.
No, we went. What is it? Where the floods were in Pennsylvania, Johnstown. Well, I had gone to a wedding there, and the guys had gone up to this donut shop to get food or whatever before the wedding, and I guess that the guy that worked there had like peeked his head out. And was wearing, like, a full, like, rubber apron with, like, rubber gloves up to, like, his shoulders.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, my friends were like, oh, man, we should probably get the hell out of here. Because
that's Breaking
that is
Bad.
Not, that's right. It's like Breaking Bad. It's excessive for donuts. Like, I feel like you don't need a full rubber apron suit.
That's what you make
donuts.
Meth with, yeah. You stumbled across the West Virginia meth lab.
You got one of those half gas station, half meth lab.
That's what he had.
That's what that was.
El Pollo.
That was scary. They got Sheetz down there. That's their big like gas station.
Sheetz. They make a good pizza at the Sheetz.
Do they?
That's surprising. It's a surprising thing when like that's all that's around. You're like, man, I am hungry, and they have pizza. I'll try it. That's really good. What?
Oh, that's crazy.
What? And then you look at the guy with no shoes making it. And
well, then that's extra flavor.
It's made with love.
West Virginia, love. Man, that pizza.
Yeah.
You won't even go through the state.
I can't even go through the state.
You'll go around.
I'll drive around West Virginia.
It's not going to, like, get you.
It's going to get me.
I'm not going to force you to hit.
Andy drove to Florida. It took him 7 days because he had to drive around West Virginia.
He drove around West Virginia. The pizza tore him up.
He couldn't even look at it.
Couldn't.
The Adventures of Andy. We should send, that should be the new show, is send Andy to all these places and make him eat the food.
Oh, fantastic.
Green bean destinations.
Yeah. Green bean destinations.
Destination green bean?
Destination
are you kidding me?
Destination green bean.
That should be like a giveaway. We send listeners to like the Sheetz in West Virginia or something with Andy.
So you can hear me come back and bitch about bed bugs and ringworm. And
well, yeah, yeah, I mean, there's no way. Because, I mean, you, even hotels, like nice hotels, you have a bed bug thing.
I have a bed bug thing.
So yeah. I can't imagine you going on the road in West Virginia and staying at
a Motel 6
oh. on the side of the road.
Nope.
Like a motor lodge?
No, yeah. A West Virginian motor lodge? No, thanks.
I mean, I'm not completely against Andy on that. I'm super weird about hotels and like my feet and like just touching yeah. stuff.
Much like the goose poop on the counter, I don't see it. It doesn't exist, and then I just block it out. So I try not to think about it.
Yeah,
if you start to know too much, then you know too much. Yeah. You can't unsee things.
I loved living that carefree lifestyle where I could drink the coffee inside the room. But now I just know that everybody pees in that.
Yeah, no. I mean, I never thought about that, but it's
everybody pees in it, Jade.
I'm the type of person, like, as soon as I get into a hotel room, like that weird decorative thing that you know has never been cleaned, immediately rip it off. It goes on the floor.
You ever touch the curtains?
No, I try to not.
Because those curtains don't get cleaned.
No. And then I rip the sheets open so I can investigate the bed and make sure there's nothing in there.
You look under the sheets?
I have to. What am I just supposed to go in there blind?
I can't begin to deal with looking under the sheets.
Supposed to look, right? To see if you can find the bed bugs?
Well, you're supposed to, but I just like to. That mattress, sometimes there's like a red stain.
Well, you don't go on the mattress. God, no.
That's what I'm saying. Looking under the sheet. No. Oh, you're talking about just
the sheet. She looks at the sheet, not under
it.
Yeah,
I'm not looking on the mattress. I'm just looking at the sheet that's covering like the fitted sheet.
You ever look at the mattress?
No.
I was somewhere recently staying in a hotel, and I thought for a second, like, I should look under this bed. And I'm like, I'm not gonna look there.
Don't look under the bed.
What would I do if I found something under the bed after like 2 days of being there?
Just like a body under there.
Because this is like the second day of. I should look under the bed. Like what? No,
yeah,
no.
That's
don't do it
now.
There. You're stuck there.
That's a bad spot, Mark.
Do it first thing. Don't do it on the second day in.
Do it right out of the gate.
No.
And then get the awesome suite for when you find what they're hiding.
I was in Mexico last year and I wore like full sweat. It's like 95 degrees out, and when I went to bed, it was like socks, long sleeve shirt, full sweatpants.
Uh-huh.
Like I got to be.
You guys sound like a lot of fun to travel with.
I'm no fun to travel with. I hate traveling.
I don't mind traveling, but I just got to be careful. I just got to be aware and careful.
I am scared of bed bugs.
I just picture Jade, you know, she's in a relationship and she goes on this romantic getaway and then she's in her hoodie and stuff sleeping.
Time for bed.
Whoever's like, this kind of ruins it a little bit. I was going to say,
no, I mean, if we
full hoodie socks too, huh? Just sleep in that, huh?
If we bring our own sheet and lay it on top of, well, I can bring my own sheet and lay it on top of, and then I'd be okay.
We're partying now. We got to make the bed.
Yeah. Hold on, put our pre-sheet down.
Right? You need a pre-sheet. The last place that I was at, this resort, it was supposed to be real nice, and I looked down at the bed cover, and I swear to God, it was blood splatter.
Yeah,
it was like
I've seen
stain. I was like, God, please tell me that that is ketchup.
That's Kool-Aid.
Yeah, last time I looked at a mattress, it looked like it had passed through a beluga whale.
Oh, that's something.
It was all kinds of swirly, stainy badness, man.
Swirly, stainy badness.
It was gross.
Andy Green's autobiography.
Yeah, swirly, stainy.
Yeah, Destination Green Bean would only last like one episode. You would come back and quit.
Oh, yeah, I'd quit the show.
Or you go into a mental institution.
Yeah, or I just am covered in bed bugs and then my life's ruined.
He's institutionalized now, the West Virginia Motor Lodge.
At that point, he just becomes friends with the bed bugs.
He sits over in the corner and just rocks.
They're like, have a piece of this weird pizza, bed bugs. You're my only friend.
What happened to Green Bean? He snapped. He's over in the corner.
Thinks he's friends with bed bugs now.
Crazy.
Nice. It's a weird day.
Destination Green Bean. I love it.
Mark and Andy.
I'm kind of flabbergasted when you say things like that. It's weird.
On 101 WRIF.